Hello and welcome to Maximum Filth, the first talking book about Cradle of Filth. It was written and researched by Mark Crampton, music is by Amanda Thompson, and it's read by Louise Weekly.
UK black metal stalwarts, Cradle of Filth, are without a doubt one of the sickest, evilest, most badly behaved bands in Britain. When it comes to the bizarre and the strange, not many bands have courted as much controversy with the unfailing accuracy of this well-established outfit. Challenging just about everything in their path, including police intervention on more than one occasion, the English sextet have fought their way to the top of Europe's blossoming black metal scene. Inspired by classic 19th century gothic poetry and 20th century horror movies, Cradle of Filth's musical work tells elaborate tales of love and hate. Visually, Cradle of Filth were heavily influenced by the Scandinavian church-burning bands who initially led the original black metal movement, acts such as Mayhem and Emperor. This influence included adopting the black and white makeup known as corpse paint and funereal garb, whilst incorporating displays of fire breathing and drenching themselves in blood on stage. While the Scandinavian black metal bands have since become increasingly interested in the occult and the extreme right-wing philosophies of Viking mythology, Cradle of Filth evolved a somewhat more gothic, quasi-poetic musical outlook on life. This is evidenced in their darkly poignant lyrics, the use of Soro Proselinos, a well-respected cello player on their records, and the haunting singing of Andrea Mayer, a German Satanist who has since married a member of Emperor. The Filth have even had the honour of having Kronos, the vocalist of legendary black metal group Venom, evoking the demons on one of their meisterworks. The chilling, spine-tingling sounds produced by Cradle of Filth have been gathering attention for nearly a decade. But in comparison to many long-established successful dark-riffing heavy metal acts, Cradle of Filth are a relatively new outfit. They have indeed come a long way and achieved much in a very short time span. Discerning metal fans around the globe soon realised that Cradle of Filth were something special and a cut above their doom-mongering contemporaries. But then no other band could claim musical influences as diverse as Celtic Frost, Bathory, Sodom, Diamanda Galas, Slayer, Venom, Iron Maiden and Merciful Fate, while citing literary authors including Lord Byron, Sheridan Le Fanu, Frederick Nietzsche, Bram Stoker and Charles Baudelaire. A respect for a true historical perspective gives Cradle of Filth more meat than your average grave-robbing black metal act. The group strongly believes that the atmosphere and folklore of the British Isles is essential to who they are and are of vital inspiration to the music they make. The band is in fact based in the same part of Suffolk, England, that spawned Matthew Hopkins, the famous Cromwellian general responsible for the deaths of nearly 400 people during the 17th century, a role made even more illustrious by the master of horror Vincent Price in the film Witchfinder General. Back to reality, when all is said and done, Cradle of Filth are certainly at the pinnacle of all things dark and wondrous. The avant-garde black metal band from the UK have proved beyond reasonable doubt that they had the potential to revolutionise metal music in the 1990s.